Environmental groups plan to march to Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State address on Wednesday to call for increased action to combat global climate change. Hundreds of activists from across the state will be on hand to demand that the state do more to move away from reliance on fossil fuels. Mark Dunley of the 100% Renewables Now New York campaign says the governor has a pretty good environmental record, but needs to do more.
What we want the governor to do is to commit the state to move to 100% clean renewable energy as soon as possible. But we also need them to get serious that the fossil fuel era is over with.
He points out that while the governor has made renewable energy a major policy priority, the state is also subsidizing some coal-fired power plants, as well as encouraging the construction of new fossil fuel infrastructure. There are plans to build several new pipelines to carry gas and oil from hydraulic fracturing across the state. But according to Dunley, the pipelines not only encourage continued reliance on fossil fuels, they cause environmental damage themselves.
And we think that he should say this type of construction does not meet the water quality standards that we have in New York State, and that we're going to say no more to these pipelines. We want a clean energy future.
The governor is also trying to keep the money-losing Fitzpatrick nuclear power plant running as a source of local tax revenue and jobs. But Dunley counters that a full commitment to renewable energy will create a large number of jobs in New York.
To put more solar panels on people's roofs, to build community shared renewables, to do geothermal. And that is why clean energy is really the path to full employment.
Conservation groups say the agreement in Paris to keep global temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees means the efforts to curb climate change must be vastly accelerated. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.